Hey, Don, when was the last time you looked at a periodic table?
Well, let's see, Ayel. You mean that thing with a bunch of squares on it from high school chemistry?
Well, that answers my question. Do you remember seeing four blank squares at the end of the seventh row?
Sounds familiar.
Right. Those blanks were for elements 113, 115, 117, and 118, which scientists knew existed but hadn't actually seen until now. Scientists actually first observed them in the lab years ago, but they've only been verified by the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, IUPAC, this year.
What took so long?
Well, these elements' high atomic numbers means they're very unstable. They only exist for a tiny fraction of a second before decaying.
Which makes it hard to prove they were ever there. I understand. So, what do we call our newly minted members of the periodic table?
Ununtrium, ununpentium, ununseptium, and ununoctium.
Wow, those are tongue twisters. Sorry, high schoolers.
Hopefully they can hold off on the flashcards. These are just placeholder names. Now that the elements are officially recognized, scientists can propose formal symbols and names. They're traditionally based on mythology, a mineral, a property, a place, or a scientist. IUPAC also considers how easily people can pronounce it.
So, ununpentium and ununseptium are out.
I think that's a safe bet.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.